Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This is author Teresa Banks. You are listening to LSEC Radio, and I am excited to be back on the air tonight. I've been off the air for several weeks due to my busy schedule, and again, it is wonderful to be back here today talking with you about a very important subject matter, being WEA. Now, if you've never heard about WEA, I'm hoping that this program will really shed some light for you and hopefully be educational, not just for you, but other people that you may know, whether it be your family members or your friends. Now, before I get into the details, I want to remind you that for the next 30 minutes, this program will be live. And you are welcome to dial in to the show to share your thoughts or your input. Our dial-in number is 516-590-0330. You can also use that very same number if you only wish to listen, which is perfectly fine. That number again is 516-590-0330. Now, let me tell you about WEA. First of all, WEA stands for the Workforce Investment Act, and it's actually been around since 1998. And if you know of any individuals that have gone through the program over the past couple of years, from my understanding, some individuals told me it was a lot of paperwork, a lot of hassle, and in the long run, they really did not get the funds that they had desired, if any at all, to return to school. Well, I'm happy to report that I have used this program before, and so I can tell you firsthand that it does work, and hopefully my details today will really be beneficial. Now, it's possible for you to use this particular act that is government-funded to receive anywhere between about $5,000 and $8,000. Now, the average person can receive about $5,000, and usually those higher amounts up to $8,000 go to the individuals that are looking to expand their knowledge in the information technology field. Now, what you tend to hear often through the employers as they look through tons of resumes, and we know over the past few years especially, people have been struggling to find work, and employers are claiming that they want to hire, but people's skills are not up to par. And I know as I have talked to individuals, especially as I have presented my Surviving a Layoff workshops, or I've talked to people as I have autographed copies of my Surviving a Layoff work, and I have spoken with people on the type of work they've done before and the type of work they're trying to get now, I get an understanding of what employers are talking about. Let's say, for example, you have someone who's been on a particular job over the past 10 to 15 years, and they really have not ever updated their skills. and they know their current job left and right. I mean, they are pretty much programmed into the process and the procedure to the point where they could practically do it with their eyes closed. Well, if that individual is now laid off and they try to find employment, a lot of them are surprised to see how much times have changed, how much technology has grown around them, for example, and how they are now truly struggling to find new employment. You may have people that, as I said, have been looking for work for a number of years that may have received their past job without a college degree, that are finding now that they need either a college degree or some type of technical training or some kind of further educated training that offers a certificate or something else of some kind. So needless to say, through this WEA program, as you hear me talk about it through this program, then just keep in mind that you have the opportunity to apply for these funds and then spread your wings, if you will, return back to school, whether it be to a junior college, a four-year college or university, or a training facility. I know individuals that went out and they received their truck driver's license, and individuals that have gone on to get additional information technology training, like on all of the different Microsoft applications, and they are now even more eligible for work. So again, WEA stands for the Workforce Investment Act. It is from 1998. You can get up to $5,000 to $8,000. And more specifically, it's for individuals that have been laid off their jobs or terminated, those that have been notified of some type of upcoming mass layoff. Let's say, for example, that you work at a store and a company has decided they are going to close all of the stores in your area. Let's say all of your Sears stores or Dominick's stores, which we know has happened within a lot of states, then you would certainly be considered for the WEA grant. And if you are one who's also underemployed, or if you are a young person as well, so don't think you have to be 29, 39, 49, or older, you could actually be someone who is younger that applies as well. So certainly take a look at your specific requirements. You can check through the internet or you can check through facilities that I will mention in a short while that you would go to apply for the WEA program and find out specifically age-wise if you are eligible or based on the other requirements that I just mentioned, if you are truly eligible to participate. Now, I'm going to pause for just a few seconds before I continue, because as I proceed further, there are some important websites that I'm going to mention, and I want to give you a moment to grab an ink pen and a piece of paper so that you can jot down these website addresses. So I'm going to play some more of my music, and when I come back, I will continue to explain the process, what it was like as I went through it, and the benefits that I received from it. Talk to you in a couple of minutes. Enjoy the music and grab your pen and pencil. Okay, everyone, I am now back, and hopefully you have a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper to jot some information down as I proceed here. Now, I had said that I went through the WEA program, and I did. Now, I have to tell you, it really is a lot of paperwork. It is extremely time-consuming. For me, it actually took 4.5 months to complete. But when it was all said and done, I was able to obtain $5,500. The funds are not given to you directly. You actually sign them over to the school once you go through the process and once you are picked up and approved. And, again, I mean, after that long process, I mean, it just took a while to get through everything and to complete everything, but at least I was successful in the end. Now, as an example of me going through the process, I want to tell you what the different steps were like, just to give you some idea of what you can pretty much expect, and hopefully these will come in handy. And there were actually 4 steps pretty much that I had to go through, but again, it took a while, and I can't think of anything that could have sped up the process. My understanding is they were changing some of their systems out. I also was told that it's possible that they could run out of money as you are applying for the entire process and trying to get the funds. It's possible that particular state could run out of money, so you certainly want to try to get through the process as quick as possible. But let me first share with you that I found out about WIA through a technology school that contacted me through email. And they sent me a message, and they were talking about WIA. I had never heard of it before. I began doing some research, and I thought, well, let me go ahead and apply. I don't have anything to lose. This appears to be legitimate. So let me see how it will work. And the particular company that contacted me told me that I should go to a WorkNet facility. It's spelled WORKNET facility that was closest to me. So the very first step out of the 4 that I want to talk about, step 1, is that you need to locate a facility that's near your home that can help you get through the WIA process. Now, in your particular home state or within your city, it may be a WIA office, a WIA, a WIA office. It could be a WorkNet facility, WORKNET, a WorkNet facility. Could be under, let's say if you're here in the state of Illinois, IDES, which stands for the Illinois Department of Employment Security. So again, step 1, you want to locate a facility that's close to your home that will assist you through the WIA process. And it's important you find one close to your home because you will be going back and forth, taking paperwork, attending classes, and doing all sorts of things. So you don't want to have the facility be miles and miles away or hard to reach by public transportation. So again, step 1, locate a facility. Now, step 2, make sure you get details about the process for your particular city or for your particular state on that very first visit once you've located a facility. And they should tell you about some type of orientation class or session, or they should give you really specific details during that first visit or second visit telling you what the eligibility is and what documentation you need to bring to them to really show that you are eligible. Now, under step number 3, when you return to whatever that location is that you went to, whether it be a WIA site, a WorkNet site, an IDES site, you are now going to take all of the paperwork with you. Now, they are going to want original copies. So if they tell you, for example, that they need your birth certificate or if they need a copy of your selective service registration proof, if you are a man, or if they tell you that they need a copy of your bachelor's degree, whatever it is they tell you that they need, you want to jot that information down and bring exactly those documents. If you don't do that, you will slow yourself up because if you've scheduled an appointment with them, 9 times out of 10, They have other people lined up back-to-back, that particular caseworker that you'll be eventually assigned, and they'll just tell you you have to reschedule and come back and visit them again. So step three, make sure that you return to that facility with all of the paperwork needed. And then step four is what seems to take the longest time. Now, step four is where you want to perform whatever activities, whatever additional work they tell you to do. And by step four, again, you will have a caseworker assigned to you, and they are going to tell you things like you may need to take a basic skills test if you don't have a college degree. Within the state of Illinois, if you do have a college degree, you should not have to take the basic skills test. If you don't have that degree, they are going to recommend that you take it. They will also tell you you have to attend some training sessions. More than likely, it'll be in regards to how to prepare a resume and how to conduct yourself on an interview. And they will actually take you through this training that could last a couple of hours. And you'll first have a resume that you will, more than likely, they'll tell you to bring with you, and you'll go through that, and then they'll tell you different ways that you can clean it up and clarify the information on it. And with the interview training, they'll give you really specifics on what to do, anywhere from your posture to the type of responses you should give. And they will also probably do a mock interview. I know I had to go through that myself. Now, you want to make sure that as you're sitting with them and you have brought all of this documentation, that you realize that eventually you'll have to go back time and time again with similar paperwork or the same paperwork that they may ask for over and over again with your caseworker, with the secondary caseworker. And so it will really feel time-consuming. You'll probably feel somewhat exhausted by the end of each day, but again, you have to do all of these baby steps to get to the eventual goal. Now, you will be asked to track your job search efforts, and they will either give you some type of form to do that or just tell you to do that, and there will come a time where the caseworker will check to confirm that you are doing that. Now, if you are finally accepted into the WEA program, after all of that paperwork, all of that training, you're not even officially in the program until you've completed all those different steps that I mentioned. Well, once you've completed all those different steps, and then if they tell you you are finally then accepted, they will ask you to start checking out some schools or some different training facilities. And then as you are checking out those different places, they'll want you to make note of at least two. That's what they do here in Illinois. Again, check with your state to see what they will ask you to do specifically. But you're going to look into those two schools, and as you check in the schools, you want to make sure they're certified in whatever it is, like if you're looking to do pharmacy tech training or medical billing or whatever it is you're looking to return to school for, make sure that that school is certified as you talk with them, and they're going to actually ask you to take a form down to the school, go and visit the school directly, talk with someone there, have them answer different questions. So you want to certainly make sure that you really talk with that school, make sure they're certified, because that will slow you up. Now, also, you want to make sure that you're picking out classes that are along the lines of the career that you've had in the past. So let's say if you were a nurse and you're looking to upgrade your nursing skills, as you go through this process and you go through this program, you can't now switch and tell the caseworker you are ready to be a teacher. They will not permit it. So keep in mind that they are expecting you to pick classes and pick training to continue with whatever it is that you were doing prior. Now, again, in regards to this last step, step four, I mean, it can be painful. You know, it can be depressing because you will be going back and forth. You'll be thinking to yourself, my God, I could have done all of this paperwork, even the training courses they want me to take, all of these different answers to different questions, I could have done in probably a day or two. So you're going to really feel like you are just going through so much and wasting your time. And there may come a point, too, where they even ask you to interview someone who's in your particular field and have them fill out some kind of survey. I know that was a part of the process here in Illinois. So there's so many different pieces to it. But, again, just keep in mind your ultimate goal. And don't forget that you should be able to get up to approximately $8,000, again, depending on your state and depending on the field. And a lot of times it's for information technology if you are going up to that $8,000 limit. So let me just go back and recap, again, the different steps of the process. Number one was to locate a facility close to your home where you'll be able to learn more about the WEA process and go ahead and start filling out applications and forms to get yourself started. And then number two, make sure that you get the details about the process on your first or second visit and attend any type of orientation they have so you can understand the forms you need to bring back in regards to your eligibility. And then number three, once you return to whatever facility you are now going to, whether it be WEA or WorkNet or for Illinois IDES, Illinois Department of Employment Security, make sure that you have all of the paperwork required and that you have the original copies they request. And then last but not least, number four, was make sure that you complete all of the tasks that they ask of you as soon as possible. And know they're going to be long, they're going to be time-consuming, they're going to consist of things like taking a basic skills test if you don't have a minimum of a bachelor's degree, taking different training classes, going over documents that you complete over and over, maybe going through one to two different caseworkers, and just finding out how you need to get into two or more different schools to investigate them, to see if there are possibilities of schools that you can get into. And then once all of these different steps are done, the goal is to receive a voucher anywhere in the amount from just a few dollars. I said it could be $5,000 to $8,000, but I mean they could give you less than $5,000. So anywhere from X amount, I will say, through $8,000 if you're looking to get into something technology-wise. So that's really a recap of what WEA is, government funding dollars to help individuals that are either underemployed, unemployed, laid off, terminated, regain some wonderful skills to help them get back into the workplace. Now, as a side note, what I also want to tell you is while you are waiting through the weeks and possibly months of hearing back from your WEA representatives, there are still other things that you can do. And again, here's where you need to have your pen or pencil, your ink pen, your paper handy to take down some website addresses. There is a wonderful website called learnfree.org. Learnfree.org. It's spelled LEARNFREE.ORG. And on this site, you can take, oh my gosh, I don't know how many different classes, anywhere from the Microsoft tools on out, free of charge across the internet. So definitely check out that website, learnfree.org. Now, you can also, while you're waiting to complete this WEA process, go to your local libraries. A lot of libraries are coming up with job-related training. A lot of local junior colleges and bigger colleges and universities are coming up with on-the-job type training, and some of them are charging either discounted prices or sometimes a free course or two if you are of a certain age. So definitely check out your local colleges and universities. And then check out the WEA, WorkNet, or for Illinois, the IDES offices themselves. I mean, they are filled with resources anywhere from computers and printers that you can use to training to different types of job clubs that you could belong to, hiring events that they may hear of. So certainly look at them and use them as a great resource. Now, if you're looking to learn even more about WEA, you can go to the United States Department of Labor website, Their website's pretty long. Please get ready. I'm only going to say this one twice due to the length. Again, it's the United States Department of Labor website, and it is spelled doleta.gov/program/facetsht/wialaw.cfm. Let me repeat that once more. doleta.gov/program/facetsht/wialaw.cfm. And then there's one other website that I want to give you, and this is specifically for the state of Illinois. You can go to www.ides.illinois.gov. Again, www.ides.illinois.gov. Now, the other websites I gave you start with www as well. I just assumed by default you knew that, and I actually had the three W's written down on this page. So my apologies where I gave the three W's for this Illinois one and not the other two, and assumed that you knew they started with www. And then finally, you can also just type in WIA or type in Workforce Investment Act through a Google search or whatever you use as your favorite search engine, and you will see even more details out there on WIA as well. Now, as I bring this program to a close, I just want to offer up some hope and almost in the form of a prayer and tell you that I know it can be a long time sometimes when you are looking for that next position, and it can feel frustrating when you look out there and you see job after job that you don't have the skills that match what a particular employer is looking for. Well, just keep in mind that is that one employer, that particular employer at that time. And just as you have been employed before, you are still employable, still in your right mind, and still able to find something brand new. So just keep right on looking. Keep checking out different resources that are available to you. Keep networking with others to tell people you're looking. Check out places like LinkedIn and use that as a great networking tool. Definitely Facebook as well, and just keep trying. Because as I tell people, you really don't give God anything to bless if you just stop looking, if you stop applying. But when you put something out there, I think God at least has something to work with. So when you send your prayers out and you say, Lord, help me to find a new job, or you ask somebody else to pray for you, at least you know yourself. There's an application in the works and something that you have submitted online. So with that said, my friends, I am going to go ahead and give my great and usual sign-off here at the close and just tell you not to forget to send me an email at any time with any questions or comments, whether it be on this show or any other, or anything else you want to talk about. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-F, at aol.com. My business one is ellasec@aol.com, spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C at aol.com. And don't forget to check out our brand-new website at ellasecpublishing.com, where you can find copies of all four of my books, including Women of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and definitely, especially if you're listening to this show tonight, or maybe in the morning when you listen to it or the afternoon, definitely pick up a copy of my book entitled Surviving a Layoff. I think it will be a true blessing in your life. I thank you again for listening tonight, and hopefully by my next taping, I won't sound so nasal, I will have gotten rid of the cold that I currently have. It has been a pleasure to be on the air today, and more importantly, to share this WIA information with you. If you have any questions in regards to what you heard, again, drop me an email. Thank you all for listening. Take good care. Have a wonderful upcoming week, and be blessed. Signing off. Let me hear some music.